study, just a some commentary on that, that the Registrar of Voters had proceeded to provide some ideas and recommendations to leadership. It was sent back to, and forwarded to them to give a 60-day period of time to review a whole host of possibilities within the Registrar of Voters in terms of their own cost savings of their department. That's what had happened. There is no study that's been accomplished at this point, and there has nothing been presented to the council, but you certainly are all welcome to speak on that particular issue if you like. We're officially starting. It's at 7:01, just to have that time frame. And we have several people who have signed up so far. First person is Thomas Ortiz. Yeah. And just a reminder to anyone who comes up, please give us your name and your address.
Hello. Is that loud enough? Sorry. First time speaking, so I'll try to keep this short. I was a bit disturbed to hear the news of polling place closures.
Excuse me, could I get your name and address, please? Address.
Tom Ortiz, yes.
And your address?
182 West Street, New Britain, Connecticut. Yeah. Disturbed to hear news of the polling place closure proposal for, at the very least, because it meant that it seems there's no sustainable budget for polling places. So I just have a few technical questions in terms of the finances regarding these proposals. I'm not up to date with the details. Perhaps this was covered in previous sessions. My apologies. Can anyone speak to how viable these polling places are in terms of their funding for budgets?
Let me try to explain this process here. The public participation does not have a back and forth in terms of the council. It's an opportunity for anyone to speak, make comments. You can certainly phrase things as questions if you like. And certainly afterwards, at a certain point, you're more than welcome to talk to any other council member here for individual discussion. I'm sure there are those who would be more than willing to discuss, but it's more a commentary at this stage, so there is no back and forth at this time.
All right. Well, questions raised. I look forward to seeing some of you afterwards. Thank you.
Bobby Beralt.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Bobby Beryl, and I lived at 63 Cottage Place here in New Britain. What I want to talk to you about is the possibility of several polling places being shut down in our city. Just a few minutes ago, Mayor Stewart gave an interview with Fox 61, where she called everyone who participated at the rally. She called us misguided, unauthentic, and outright lying. We may have disagreements over what we want to do in our city, but for the mayor of New Britain to call people like me, people like myself trying to stand up for our rights, misguided, unauthentic, and outright liars, I mean, it's beneath the dignity of the mayor. These are the facts. Closing down five polling places that, I mean, some of you guys even openly admitted the names of the polling places that you want to set down, Graham Apartments, School Apartments, Holmes, Vance, and the Armory. Those five polling places do matter. Those five polling places make it easier for people to vote because a lot of people don't have access to vehicles. A lot of polling places aren't even served on mass transit routes like the senior center. And you guys should be making it easier for people to vote and not harder. But with regards to the budget, here are the facts. Closing down five polling places would only save approximately $13,000 out of a city budget of more than $141 million. That is 0.04% of the entire budget. So you're not going to save any money by closing down five polling places. So the question that I have is, if it's not going to close down, if closing down polling places isn't going to save any money, either in the short term or in the long term, why are you doing it? The city is running a $7 million surplus. This is according to the mayor herself. She sends out press releases all the time. She said that our city health has never been better. We're running a $7 million surplus. So why is there all of a sudden this urgent need to close down polling places, especially after the fact that about a month and a half ago, you guys approved an allocation, $40,000, for another vehicle for the mayor? I mean, why does he need three vehicles? I mean, two from the taxpayers and her own personal vehicle. Why is he wasting all this money? I mean, it's ridiculous. We need to preserve the right to vote. We need to make it easier for people to vote. And I'm going to keep fighting for the people of New Britain. And I really hope that for those of you guys who are undecided, please reconsider. Don't vote to close down polling places. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. Alicia Strong.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak once again. My name is Alicia Strong. I live at 56 McKinley Drive. So I've been kind of keeping up with the voter suppression issue in the Herald and trying to make sure I have my facts right. And I've heard a lot of different things from members in this room. I've heard things like, it's too early to oppose this, it's just a study, and this was a joint proposal by the registrar of voters. But I'm wondering why members of this council are trying to get the public lost in details, right? Because the fact of the matter is, we're standing up for the right to vote for everyone in this city. And I have yet to hear anybody come out and say, I am opposed to closing polls in this city. Nobody has said that. And that's really what worries me. So I'm kind of worried about getting lost in the details and confusing the public, and I think it's important that we focus at the task at hand rather than these details that the public doesn't know because of a lack of transparency. And I also want to talk a little bit about the charter proposal. When I heard about the charter proposal, I tried not to jump to conclusions, so I went on the website and I saw it myself. And I think it was phrased to ensure minority representation. That's how one of the proposals to change the charter was phrased. And I'm wondering why it was phrased in that way. Because from reading it, it seemed as though the members of the council were trying to be less transparent and trying to mislead. And I think that's a bit problematic. So I'm urging the council to please, please, please be transparent with the people of New Britain. I can tell a lot of people in this room have been frustrated by what they call lies or what they call hearsay, but if you're not giving us accurate information, if you're not giving us all the information, we're going to have to use the information that we have, and we're going to have to use the information that we're given. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Strong. Ann Spire? Spire? Known you long enough, Ann, haven't I? It's been a long day for me, too, Anne. That's okay.
Okay, well, I'm not tall. Good evening. Anne Spire, 13 Audubon Street, New Britain, Connecticut. I'm coming tonight to be proactive. And what I am reacting to is the proposal to study by the registrars of voters to study the possible savings that could be held by changing our polling places. I am telling you right now, I am opposed to the closing of any polling places in this city. I've always been proud that New Britain actually runs sub-polling places in the elderly apartments area. When I first found that out some 30 or 40 years ago, I thought, that's good. That's a good thing. I like it here. I like this city. It wants people to vote. It's open. I saw statements. Well, if the elderly can't get there, they can use absentee ballots. I think that's insulting to many elderly who are absolutely committed to getting to the polls if they have to drag themselves there. I watch my in-laws in their 90s getting to the polls as best they can. This is the way people often are. And to say, well, you can do absentee, it's not right. The other thing is, as I'm sure you know, this is not a wealthy city. We have so many people who do not have transportation. They walk to the polls. And if that polling place becomes inaccessible to them, a couple of miles walk, they're not going to vote. Don't tell me that we can hire vans to take people, because people will not ask for help like that. That's impinging on people's pride, and they just won't. Right or wrong, they won't do it. So the votes will go down in the areas where people can't access the polls locally. There's not that huge a savings to be done by closing polls. We need to find other ways and keep our voting accessible, available, easy to get to, because it is such an incredibly important right for all New Britain residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Spire. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak who did not sign up? Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak who has not signed up? Come on up. Please state your name and address, please.
Hi, I'm Eva Tarnowski, and I'm at 185 Village Square Drive here in New Britain. I'm just very curious about this study. Who would study these trends, and from when and where? Would it be just in New Britain? Who are the researchers? Where is the team being hired from? Is it a third-party nonpartisan group that would be studying these trends? Is it just about money? Or, $13,000, that's pretty incredible that Bobby brought up. But I'm really very interested in knowing who the team is and about the study, mainly because I do a lot of research myself, and it's important for me as a lifelong resident of New Britain to understand who is looking objectively at any trends, because I don't believe that objectivity exists. I think that with us, we carry our own imprint on what we're looking at. So I want to know who these people are that are, you know, proposing this study, and I want to read all about that, and I hope that that's available to the public. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak for public participation? Anyone else in the audience who would like to speak for public participation? Last call, anyone who would like to speak for public participation? If not, we consider public participation closed at 7:13 on March 9th, 2016. Thank you very much.